have an army. We have a Hulk.
And welcome to episode 64 of We Have a Hulk. I'm your host, Nicola.
And I'm your co-pilot, Chris.
Co-pilot.
Yes.
Okay. Just a warning, it is like super hot here in the UK, so yeah. We're probably going to... Chris is here in his pants, which is quite funny. Yeah.
But I've got socks on, so there's common decency going on here.
So we're probably going to try and run through this super quickly, because the room we actually sit in is like a heater, isn't it? It's just so warm. So... what are we going to be talking about in today's podcast?
So we're going to be doing At Home with the Hulks. We're going to be talking about Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing an interview with Katie and Andre.
Yeah.
Which is Kingdom Geek. We're going to be doing Who's Your Favourite Spider-Man?
Mm, we did a Twitter poll.
Yes. And then Spider-Man Villains Quiz. Mm-hmm. And then we got our Funko Pop competition.
Yeah. So a very Spider-Man special.
Spider-Man special. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's crack on with it. So At Home with the Hulks, what have we been doing and watching and playing?
Well, first thing that happened was you went to your hen do.
I did, which was interesting.
Did we already talk about that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
With / bachelorette party for those in the US.
Right.
It's not like some chicken day, because that would be slightly weird.
Just to clarify, this isn't your hen do.
No,
this
it's not my hen do. Don't worry, Chris. This is my friend's second hen do, which is crazy. Yeah, we did like a spa day, but we went to a pub in Nottingham and it was actually really nice. I really enjoyed that bit.
Yeah.
There were like canal boats inside. It was next to the canal. That was really nice.
Yeah,
and then we went to a spa gym I don't like people touching me. And last time, like for my sister's hen do, I had like a back massage and it really hurt. I don't know why people pay for this kind of stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah. Like, pain, but didn't you feel better afterwards? Didn't you feel
No.
No. Okay.
No, not really. Oh. Well, yeah, never mind. Yeah,
your
it was pretty good.
Up?
Yep, my that's nice. What have you been doing, Chris?
So while you're at the hen do, I played some Overwatch with some friends.
Mm-hmm. Did you get angry this time? Because you normally get quite angry.
I've got a bit zen about it now. I'm trying to get more zen about it. I mean, it went okay. I mean, I did play all right, I guess. I think there was one game where we did like a 3v3,
mm-hmm.
and I was Widowmaker, and I killed the entire enemy team, so I was pretty happy about that. But yeah. Otherwise, it was just kind of, okay.
Okay.
What else did we do? Watched a few things.
We have, yes.
Yeah, watched Okja.
Yes, which is Netflix's like very own movie.
Yeah.
Which has also been released in cinema, which is kind of cool.
It's kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't a fan, to be honest.
It was very, very hard.
It was like Studio Ghibli, but like 10 times worse. As in like ramming the sort of...
They really ran the whole animal cruelty thing down. I mean, I get it. I'm a supporter, you know.
You're a supporter, but yet you love steak.
But I love, yeah, I mean, that's probably my main hip criticism, isn't it? Is that a thing? Hypochondriacism? I don't know. Yeah, I'm probably a hypocrite for that more than anything else, because I really do love animals, but I also love a good steak, so...
Oh dear. I'm fine because I'm a vegetarian, so
yeah. I think eventually, like one day, the human race will have evolved to the level where we'll be like, yeah, we're not going to eat any meat anymore.
Maybe.
Or maybe they'll just make it so easy to make in a test tube that it won't be a problem. Anyway, what else we do?
Glow. That was amazing.
I really love Glow.
It was really, really good. If you're into wrestling or just character based,
I'm not into wrestling, but I really enjoyed this show.
Yeah,
it's about wrestling, but it's not really focused on the wrestling. It's focused on the story around the which I really liked. I thought it was great. Better Call Saul. We watched a bit more of that.
Yes, we got to finish it. I think we're a couple of episodes.
Yeah,
probably away, tonight, weren't we? But it's so good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed
it. Still
the show.
So good.
You watched Baby Driver.
I did. Yes. Yes, very good. And obviously also Spider-Man.
Yes. I also got your milkshake maker.
You did. This is very sweet. I had a milkshake earlier, an Oreo milkshake.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, Nicola likes milkshake, so I got a milkshake maker.
Oh.
Anyway.
So sweet.
Yes, so next. What's next?
Next is the Spider-Man Homecoming review. So you didn't actually see this, did you?
Negative, though.
No, you're going to see it with your... Well, are you going to see it with your friend in the end?
I might see it with my friend.
You're a bit like...
Yeah.
You were really sold on it, to be honest, were you?
I'm a bit like superhero pooped, to be honest.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I might see it. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Yeah. I basically replaced Chris with one of my friends called Chelsea. And yeah, this might not be the most popular of opinions, this next review coming up. But I think it's very honest. And we back it up. We back our opinions up, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. But we recorded it on the way home from the cinema. So there may be a couple of bumps in there and indicator noises. But yeah, I think it's quite a good review.
You know, it's an opinion review. And if you disagree, feel free to get in touch. Let us know why Nicola is wrong.
Thank you very much. So yes, I hope you enjoy and let us know what your views are.
Yes.
So to become an Avenger, are there like trials or an interview?
Do me a favor.
Can't you just be a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man?
Just stay close to the ground. You're the Spider-Man from YouTube.
So we just saw a very small independent film. Now you might not have heard called like Spider-Man Homecoming. So this is obviously a new Spider-Man film. And what did you think about Chelsea? We've replaced Chris for like one episode for one review. And I think this is going to be a very, very quick, brief wrap up. So initial thoughts, Chelsea. We just come out of the cinema.
Literally on the way home.
So sorry if you can hear like bumps and stuff. But yeah, what were your thoughts? Wait. Before going in, you were pretty excited, actually, weren't you?
I was.
I feel like I'm building this up.
No, I was because I'd gone in expecting Wonder Woman to be shit.
Okay.
And I'd walked out and actually it was really good. So I thought, Spider-Man, I'm not expecting this to be good. However, last time I walked in thinking it wasn't going to be good, it turned out to be really good. Okay. So actually I walked in thinking this is going to be really good.
Every time we saw a trailer for Spider-Man and any films we've been to see, you'd be like, oh, that actually looks really good.
Yeah, I was like, I've got to do that. Because I was jumping on the Tom Holland bandwagon.
Right.
I was totally there.
You watched
Civil
War, right?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Okay,
fair so enough. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm the best at superhero movies. I am your standard watcher, should I say.
Okay.
But I was totally on the Tom Holland bandwagon. And I don't think it's an understatement to say that he is probably the saviour of that film.
Right. Okay. So
that's it.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Right.
Just I like him. I thought he was really good, but I thought the script was boring. I thought it was cliche. I thought the first 10 minutes of that film was the most unimaginative 10 minutes. I mean, that old woman, you never see her again.
I can't even remember, you've even forgotten about her.
That old woman that comes in at the beginning, they're like, oh, we're taking this over. And you're like, okay, cool.
Okay,
never see her again.
Right.
Pointless. What's the point in having them?
Okay.
And then the whole film never goes back to that first 10 minutes.
Right.
You don't need to know his backstory at all.
Well, they don't. They don't,
they don't
mean,
go
do you
back
mean the vulture
to it.
Or Spider-Man?
Yeah. That whole, like, oh, why is he doing it? Doesn't matter why he's doing it. Do you know what I mean? Like, the Joker doesn't have a backstory, but he's still one of the most badass villains ever. And I actually think it was a waste of time. I don't think the villain was needed at all.
Okay, interesting.
I don't think it was... Because I think the villain in there is more himself. Like, Spider-Man is his own villain because he's making shitty decisions. Yeah. You know, he's a teenager and he's trying to go through high school, and there's also, like, high school is the villain.
Yeah.
And then there were actually points where I preferred the film when Spider-Man wasn't even in it.
Yeah,
like, I
definitely.
Was invested in the character of Peter Parker.
Oh, really?
But then when the scenes when he was Spider-Man came up, I was like, ugh. Like, the cute bits where he's learning to dance with his aunt, I got into that. Like, that whole being a teenager thing, I enjoyed more. And then when it came to him fighting people, I was like, oh, it's a fight scene in the middle of this coming of age film.
In this kind of high school sort of...
It was, that's what it was.
Yeah,
and
with a bit of action on the side.
Yeah, basically, it wasn't a Spider-Man film with a teenager. It was a teenager that just happened to be Spider-Man.
Right.
And that's... didn't really do me... anything. I sat there and I didn't feel anything. Like, I didn't feel any excitement. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was talking earlier about that scene with Wonder Woman where she smashes through the window and that music starts up, that great electric cello that comes banging in and you feel it. And you're like, yeah. And then I didn't get that. There was no moment that I had with Spider-Man. his theme doesn't come up apart from the very beginning with the Marvel, and I'm like, yeah, oh, I changed the record. And it doesn't come up, and there's no point where I go, oh yeah, Spider-Man, let's go. I'm like, oh, Spider-Man, get out of the way. Like, you're really doing my nut in.
Right. Do you know what my favourite scenes were?
Go for it.
The ones with his friend. Ned, is that his
right?
name?
Right? That's what I mean. The like, they're great scenes because they're just him, Pete Parker, being a teenager, and that's his own villain. He doesn't need an antagonising villain in his life because he's already got one in the form of being a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
And then that twist... Can I just...
Spoilers now.
No, well, twist in inverted commas.
Okay.
That twist, I know you sat there, what? I was sitting there thinking, I'll pull the other one. Right. I was like, this is like screenwriting 101. Do you know what I mean? Like, it fit the mold perfectly.
I didn't
perfectly.
See that coming, actually.
I mean, I'm not saying I saw it coming, but it was cliche.
Yeah, it was, I mean? It was
like
a bit like...
It's like pulling a rabbit out of a hat and going... Oh yeah, that was done like 50 years ago. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's an old trick, basically.
Okay. So and I was like, being the dad.
It's almost like they had nothing left, and they were like, oh, let's throw a twist in there. Like, Wonder Woman doesn't have a twist. There's no point where you go, why? Like, she's badass. She just is. Like, great films don't necessarily have a twist. And I was like, why is that necessary?
Right.
If you think about it, that it wasn't necessary. What did it add to the film?
Yeah,
it just added that. Although, in fairness, that really great, there was a really great scene in the car between the dad
that
when
was
he's
really
figuring
tense.
It out.
Yeah,
and that was the only moment, one of the few moments where I actually felt something, like,
yeah,
when he was figuring it out, and I was like,
and the music was,
yeah,
kind of...
and that I thought that scene in the car was really good. Actually, I thought that was really well done. If anything, that was the only reason why that twist worked. But other than that, I was like.
Do you know, I quite liked just the bit where he was being a bit rubbish at being Spider-Man.
Right.
You know, when he was like...
And I do feel like this was Deadpool / Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And there was almost like, I don't know if it was on purpose, but there was that bit where he's running across and then there's Ferris Bueller's Day Off playing in the background.
Yeah.
And I was thinking...
Because
there's
right
that famous end scene on Deadpool. I was thinking, I wonder if that's almost like a little bit of a... homage, should I say, but it's Deadpool-esque.
It definitely is,
do feel, I was shocked at the amount of writers. Did you count how many writers there were?
No, that's always worries me when there's so many writers.
There's six writers and two screen story people. So I didn't catch and see if the screen story people are the same as the writers. So if they're different people, that's eight people for a script.
That's
a lot of ideas. Yeah. That's a lot of like throwing shit around and hoping that it sticks to the wall. I feel like that's too much, and I think it showed. I don't think there was any attention to detail. I mean, we came up watching Baby Driver. Do you know what I mean? That's a film that lives
that
for
true.
Detail.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I've come out of this thinking, I feel like
there
it was
any
flat.
High moments. Yeah.
I feel like it was flat.
The
there were some great moments, but I feel like the Vulture, take him out of it, and it makes it a better film.
And then we had the other two rubbish villains. There was the Tinkerer, who was making all the things.
Oh, that's his
and
name?
Then, yeah, Tinkerer. Great name. And then obviously the guy Shocker or
oh,
something.
Oh, the Shocker!
What was that?
That was like a second villain. Grade Hulk,
oh,
wasn't
no,
it?
I was like, oh, wow, really?
I just feel like if you take them out of the film, the plot doesn't change.
No.
It doesn't. It barely changes, if at all. And I thought just the best parts were the bit. For a Spider-Man film, when I come out thinking that the best parts are not the parts with
Spider-Man,
you've done something
wrong.
Worried.
Yeah.
That is the point.
What did you think of... Because in the trailer, it was very sort of Iron Man focused, wasn't it? And everyone was like, oh, why are you putting Iron Man in Spider-Man?
That was
thing?
Another issue that I have.
Really? Okay.
Everything was ruined in that trailer.
It
like,
was.
That ferry
scene
should have been a lot bigger than it was.
Yeah.
But you knew what was going to happen in the end because they showed it in the trailer.
Yeah.
So when everything started quite literally falling apart...
I like what you did though.
You're like, usually you'd be like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And you're like, I know what's going to happen. Because
I've
seen
it in the trailer.
In the trailer, in their homage, it looks like a homage to the original Spider-Man where he stops the train.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, right, there's a reason you've done a remake. Don't make a homage to an original if you're going to do a remake. Mm. Like, forget it. I get what you're doing.
Yeah.
But that whole scene was completely underdone because I was like, there's no tension. I know where you're going. I know what's going to happen.
You know,
I know who's going to come along because I just saw it.
I know.
And there was I can't remember another moment, but there's another moment it's completely ruined by the trailer. I'm just like, I've seen.
Yeah, I've pretty much seen that whole entire film.
Yeah.
One more spoiler. What did you think of the MJ twist? Did you get that?
MJ.
Yeah, you know the Zendaya. Zendaya.
Oh yeah.
She was like, yeah, I'm MJ. Right at the end. I was like, oh, I see what you.
Why
did
I not see that?
Oh, did you know?
I must have seen that. When was that?
It was. They were saying, you know, right at the end, they were in that like academia group.
Oh,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I'm nominating.
Michelle?
Was that her name? And she was like, oh, my friends call me MJ. And they're like, you have friends?
Oh, yeah, didn't even, do you know what? Didn't even catch on. And that, I tell you what, another little homage.
Yeah.
When he was upside down in the lift shaft.
Yeah, and she was
the talking suit. What the, the talking suit is like the book in Beauty and the Beast.
Right. Yeah.
Right, and you know what I'm talking about. The book in Beauty and the Beast was the most pointless bollocks that's ever been added to a Disney film ever. I hate that book.
Okay.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Unnecessary. The talking suit comes in for about two or three scenes and then she fucks off. Yeah. What is the point? Just so we can have a little chat because he gets stuck in a room. Do you know what I mean? I like, it's just, and he talks to himself. Honestly, if you watch this film, listen to how many times he talks to himself. That's all he does. Like, even when the suit's not talking to him, he'll say things. Like, when he goes into the van, he starts talking to himself. Oh, these look really good. Who are you talking to? Nobody does that.
I know you're talking to the audience, but
I know, but they're not supposed to be there. And I hate that. So I hate it when characters just talk to themselves, because nobody does that in real life. Nobody goes into a situation and goes, oh, these look really cool. Oh, aren't these? Oh, I should do this. I should do that. Don't tell me what you should be doing. Do it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm watching you. That's why I've paid to watch you. Do it. Don't tell me what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And then the whole... No. Okay, that is it. The talking suit is the book in Beauty and the Beast. End of.
Okay, couple more things. So, post-credit scenes. Do not stick around for these. It's not... Although it was quite funny. Right, Captain America one.
Yeah.
Patience.
But, yeah, I know, but I feel like watch it online.
Yeah, maybe. That was quite Deadpool as well, because you know, right at the end of the Deadpool, he was wearing like the bathrobe, and he was like, "Oh, you're still here."
Yeah, yeah.
It felt very much like that to me.
I feel like what the main thing, or not main, but one of the things that underdid this film was the fact that it came out after Wonder Woman.
Okay.
You know, if it came out after Batman, people go, but was it Batman versus Superman?
Yeah.
If it came out after Batman versus Superman, you go, yeah, do you know what? That was pretty good, actually. Because in comparison,
it would have been. Yeah.
But when you've just come out after Wonder Woman, which is, let's be honest, smashed
everyone's
thoughts on superhero movies
and women.
Female directors and everything. I mean, it has smashed everything. And it has just taken the world by storm.
Yeah.
When you've come out after that and you bring out this in comparison,
it's not
can't compete. And I do think that its timing has almost underdone it in comparison to other films. I do think that Wonder Woman has set the bar.
Yeah, quite high.
Reset the bar, should I say. Quite high back up again to say, do you know what, we're not taking boring, you know, this is what superhero movies can do.
Mm.
We're not taking basic shit. Spider-Man's con.
It felt
this
super
is
generic.
Your basic shit.
Yeah. That's what
it's taking
really.
It back down again.
Yeah.
And if it was after Batman versus Superman, it would be a step up. Because it's after Wonder Woman, it's a step down.
Oh dear. Okay, so to round this off, would you recommend this film? How would you rate it? You look like you're struggling.
It's a difficult one because I didn't thoroughly unenjoy it.
Yeah.
Because there were some good moments in there. But I don't know whether it's the romantic in me, but I liked the one with Tobey Maguire. There's like a campness to it. There's a 2000, an early 2000s to it that maybe I just kind of linger, just hanker for a little bit.
The thing was that, I mean, Tom Holland, I think, was the best thing about the film and his friends.
Honestly,
I love the humour.
Would. Yeah.
If that was, if he was in a better film, if he was in the original, I think that would be perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I do think there were some elements that when you could put it together, it'd be really good.
Yeah.
Because I do think that Tobey Maguire
It was a bit of a wet lettuce, wasn't it? I mean,
wet lettuce. Yeah. But him trying to sell a high school student was a bit far-fetched.
How old was
he? I don't know. He clearly was not 14, though.
No.
I mean, I know Tom Holland's not 14, but at least I can
definitely
buy
looks,
that.
Yeah.
So I do think there's elements that you could probably mould together to make a good film.
Yeah.
Would I recommend this? I wouldn't recommend spending £10 to go and sit in the cinema.
If you have make-out movies, then maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if you can tag along to what I do, tag along to someone who's got an unlimited card and make-out movies, I mean, go for it, it's a night out. But don't come out expecting to feel like you could take on the world or that you can take on some Nazis or that you can...
Basically, don't believe you're going to be Wonder Woman after watching this film.
Yeah, don't believe that you can be a superhero after this. No. You'll come up going, yeah, okay.
Well, I think what I'd read, it kind of bigged it up quite a lot, so I had quite high expectations, which is a bit of a...
Yeah, again, I think that's another thing that doesn't lend this film very well, is high expectations.
Yeah.
Not only of the audience, but of critics, maybe. But again, I hate to keep bringing up Wonder Woman, but that's what it's done.
Yes.
So Wonder Woman has raised the expectation.
Raised
the game for all superhero films, I think, from now on, basically.
Yeah.
And I think if you can't meet that...
You're right.
See you later, mate. Do you know what I mean? We had Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises. Yeah, it was that. I was confused then. Do you know what I mean? They kind of set a benchmark, and then I feel like it went downhill a little bit, and then Wonder Woman's taking it back up, and we need to, I don't know, I feel like we need to end on a high now.
Yeah.
Apparently Spider-Man's coming back, so there's clearly going to be more, because there's a new suit. There's a new suit.
Oh yeah, what did you think?
It was a cross between that black dude in third Spider-Man, what's it called, Venom.
Oh, okay.
We're
getting a Venom suit with Tom Hardy. A Venom movie with Tom Hardy.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not connected to Spider-Verse, so...
I hope it's not.
Good.
I hope it's not.
Yeah. Okay, so out of ten? Or five?
Out of five, yep. I'd give it 2.5.
Oh, okay.
And Tom Holland is the 2.
Okay, fair play. And his friend is the half, I guess.
Okay, Tom Holland and his friend are the 2.
Okay, touché.
But more on the side of Tom Holland.
Yeah.
I think Tom Holland is the proof that you need to stick with people who are trained in what they're doing.
Yeah.
So what was the film that we saw the advert for where they had Cara Delevingne as the...
Oh, Valerian.
Oh, yeah. My God, right. No, for a first off.
Okay.
But that is basically someone who's a model who's been asked to act. Because Tom Holland is someone... Yeah. Tom Holland is someone who is trained from a child.
Yeah, he's a gymnast.
To be a dance... Yeah, he can dance. Can do gymnastics and is acting and has sung because he's been in Billy Elliot. Do you know what I mean? This is a kid who's been... done all three on stage in the West End. That's a lot just for a child, and I think that shows.
Yeah, that is true. Him being the best part of the film.
I do. I compared think it to really, really shows.
Michael Keaton, who's like a veteran actor.
I feel like Michael Keaton was that.
I feel like he just took the paycheck.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's really bad. Exactly. It was like, fortune.
Yeah.
How much? Yeah. I'm in.
That's it. All right, bye.
Yeah, that is the perfect... Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this, what is it, Zendaya? I don't know who she is.
I think she's a Disney club.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, well, I didn't think she was too bad.
She was quite funny.
Yeah, she was all right.
She was like, oh, what, have you got to keep in secrets from us? I'm sorry, I don't care.
Yeah. I didn't think she was so bad. I like that she wasn't in it too much. She was just in there as a little snipe.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that you bring up the whole MJ thing. I didn't even notice that. I know, that's just completely...
Well, that's throwing the comics out the window, really, isn't it? I think it's kind of brought it back down to modern times, though, maybe.
I would like to see how near it is to the comics.
Mm. Well, I like that he is more comic-y, sort of.
Yeah.
Parker. I mean, he's funny, and he's younger, and he's a school kid.
Yeah.
So.
And I do feel like that's where Spider-Man needs to be taken.
Yeah.
But when you've got a film called Homecoming...
Actually have some Nazis.
You need to take Spider-Man home.
Yeah.
And... I didn't get that. Like, there was no person... Like, I appreciate they skipped the bullshit at the beginning with the whole biting of the...
Spider without origin.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he is Spider-Man. You're like, okay, I know how he gets... Like, even I know.
Yeah.
I'm not a veteran movie... I am a veteran moviegoer, but I'm not a veteran superhero. Comic person. But I know how Spider-Man becomes Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So you don't need to give me again. And they don't. So I appreciate yes. that they just kind of jump straight back in.
Yeah.
I can also see, I haven't seen the film that he was, did you say Civil War?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that one, but I did recognise the beginning.
Yeah, that was quite good.
Kind of linked in. And I thought that was so interesting when they used the kind of vlog aspect.
Yeah.
And then they had like text showing up. And I felt like that energy that they had in the first 5 minutes.
It kind of went down. Yeah. Oh, and can I just mention product placement, Audi.
Oh my God, Audi must have made so much money.
Every time.
It was so obvious. So I was like, Audi.
It's like
Audi,
when they had
Audi.
Like, at the end, it was like, break something on the dashboard. And I was like, oh, is that an Audi again?
Yeah. Wow. And then he doesn't even say, oh, look what this car is.
Yeah.
Was it happy?
At the end. Happy. Yeah.
Says something like, oh, look, this car can do this. And then doesn't. Yeah. Like, oh, isn't this cool? And then the out, literally in the next shot, is like a close up of the Audi yeah. thing on the top of the car. You're like, oh my God. And there was some other ones on the side when they go to that decathlon thing. There's yep. some others that shoved on the side. Can't remember what they are though, so that didn't quite yep. work. But yes.
Yeah.
That was so, it was obvious. It was too awful. Obvious.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'll leave you be now. So is that a that's a 2.5 out of 5 overall then?
2.5 out of 5.
Okay, so
oh my
we'll
God.
See if that rates higher.
I think I would give it a 3.
Why?
I think oh, but the villains are so awful. I think for Tom Holland and his friend and that bit, you know, when he tried to shoot a web and there wasn't anything around.
That bit was
that
brilliant.
Was so
that
funny.
Was Deadpool-esque. Yeah. That was like someone went, I was like, I feel like that was also homage to the first because everyone's like, well, he just shoots at things and yeah. then he just lands everywhere. And I thought that was such a great little... You know, the whole city's not covered yeah. in things that you can just
and
shoot
he was like,
at. And it just, like, left. And I was like, okay.
He's running.
I like that. Yeah. I kind of... That's what I want to see. I want to see Spider-Man when he's vulnerable. You know, when he's in that kind of moment. When that's when villains... That's what I mean by he didn't need a villain.
Mm.
Because he's learning as a teenager.
Well, he had that moment, you know, when he was, like, crushed into that building. And that it was so cheap. You know, when he was, like,
oh,
half a helmet.
Oh,
like,
my
half
God.
His mask.
And, that, oh,
and the and Iron the Man.
Half, the Iron Man, when Iron Man's, like, suddenly his voice comes
yeah.
back over. I'm like, that is so 80s.
You don't
80s.
Need the suit. Okay.
Yeah, if you can't be without the suit, then you don't deserve. I'm like, that is so 80s.
Yeah.
Like, that whole...
It felt quite Lion King as well. You know, when he looks
yeah.
into it, it's Mufasa.
And he's...
He just ripped Disney off.
Yeah.
Well,
I was
yeah.
like, same. I was like, you're so, that's such a. And when he was like, come on, Spider-Man, come on, Spider-Man. I was like,
before that, I actually fell for him.
So
he was like, help me.
When he
help
was like,
me.
I'm help, like, help me.
Yeah.
And that's when I was. That's what I want to
yeah,
see.
Exactly.
That's what I want to see. I want to see someone who's vulnerable. Someone who's. You know, at the beginning, he's all cocky, like, oh, I'm Spider-Man. And then he gets to the movie and he's like, actually, I need help. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, I wonder who's going to help him. And then he's like, helps himself. And I kind of get the idea.
Magically.
I kind of get the idea. But that, like, I actually genuinely felt something when he was just, again, I do owe it to Tom Holland in that
yeah,
moment
definitely.
Where he really, I do really feel like he felt that moment when he was really asking for help.
Yeah.
And I felt that. And then he had that really cheesy moment. And then
it
died. That moment
it.
Died.
Oh, okay.
I think Holland gave it his best with
yeah,
what he had,
definitely.
And I can see that.
Yeah.
But other than that, 2.5, see you later.
Fair play. All right.
And
oh, thank you.
As opposed to Homecoming, I'm going home.
Thank you for joining us.
I will do.
All right.
See you later.
So this week's guest is Katie and Andre from Kingdom Geek. So they're two big like YouTube personalities who
yep.
also do like podcasts and they host things like panels and stuff.
Hmm.
They have a pretty good life actually, to be honest. They're huge geeks as well. They love all like the 90s animation stuff. So I think it's a really, really interesting interview if you do want to get into like YouTube or, you know, working for like a big like Xbox or Nintendo or something like that. I think
okay.
these guys have got some really, really great advice. So definitely want to check out and hope you enjoy.
Enjoy.
Hello, Katie and Andre from Kingdom Geek. How are you all doing today?
Doing great.
Doing well.
Good, good, good. So first, how did you guys actually meet?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Andre.
Yeah, no, we had met each other through mutual friends, and then I had been doing my YouTube channel, Blackner Comedy, and so I just asked Katie, hey, I'm doing this parody of a Super Mario Brothers with a Lady Gaga song. You want to be Princess Peach in it?
And, of course, yeah.
And she was all for it. You know, like you do. Like
yeah.
You do. we had a lot of fun doing it. I liked working with her, so we would continuously work on just random things for my channel, and then then her channel as well. And it just kind of went from there of just being cool people that work together as well as good friends. So kind of all worked out.
Yeah, basically. I couldn't have said it better myself.
I saw you guys did like a tickle feet video or something.
Yeah, that was actually a challenge that was going around the internet at the time.
There were
a bunch of YouTubers, and we were challenged to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Katie claimed she was not ticklish, but I did not believe. But I learned that it was true, and that I'm the complete opposite.
Nice. So, what are you two currently geeking out about at the moment,
Andre?
Right now I'm geeking out about Nintendo Switch. I'm like counting the days of it showing up. I actually just watched the official Nintendo unboxing of it just recently, and I'm really excited to try that. Or I've actually already tried it, but I'm excited to get that in my hands and just play with it, just because I just have always been saying for a while that I think I would play more video games if they were portable in that way. And Wii U was able to get it portable to a certain length, but now being able to take it a few go will be kind of nice. So that's a big thing for me. And then also I have been a nostalgic fan of Power Rangers for some time, so I'm looking forward to seeing how the movie is going to play out and everything. I've been watching all the trailers for it. I actually got to meet the cast at one of the conventions I went to, and I'm just super stoked and hoping that, you know, fingers crossed, it ends up being a good experience of, you know, mixing nostalgia as well as new stuff, you know?
Yeah, because it actually looks funny as well.
Yeah. I feel like there was concern, as with many reboots, there's always a concern of it's going to be dark and gritty. And I think it's going to be, obviously, a little bit more drama than we've seen from the 90s cheese that is Power Rangers that I love. But definitely from the last couple of trailers, it definitely looks like there's action, there's color, you know, like they didn't make all the suits black and gray. Everyone still has their Ranger colors, and that it looks like some of the action is gonna be, you know, more in that fun action pace. If it's like the TV show with a budget, I'm good. TV show with a movie budget.
Yeah. So Katie, what about you?
Okay, so also the Nintendo Switch, but mostly for Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. I'm a huge Legend of Zelda fan, so excited to play the game and to get the Switch. Really looking forward to that. I'm also geeking out over The Walking Dead. I'm a big fan. I love The Walking Dead. And so I'm happy that it's back, and, you know, I'm just hoping Negan meets his demise very soon. Yeah.
Fair enough. So can you tell me a bit more about your show, Kingdom Geek?
Well, Kingdom Geek's a weekly show that we do on the Full Screen app that Key and I host. We have a special guest every week on the show, usually guests from movies, television shows, voice actors, all kinds of different realms of entertainment. And we just have someone come on. We talk about geeky topics. We talk about what they're involved in, what they're geeking out about. We play different fun games. And it's kind of like this place where no matter what your level of geekdom is, you know, if you're hardcore, if you're new to it all, or you know, anywhere in between, that it just becomes like this really cool environment to experience it and talk about it. I mean, even our set feels like this kind of chill living room lounge atmosphere to go along with it, except for the obvious giant neon sign of our logo in the back.
It's like giveaway, yeah.
Yeah. Most rooms I know don't have that. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and we've had some really awesome guests on the show.
Great. So who would you say your most fun guest has been so far? Do you have favorites? Or?
Oh, we Katie, probably yeah. have different favorites. Yeah. I would say there's so many to choose from, but one of my very favorites happened to be our very first guest we ever had, and that was Eliza Taylor from The 100 on CW. Okay. I'm a huge fan of The 100, and I've been watching it since the beginning, so for her to be our very first guest was surreal. It was really cool. But then probably the one that I fangirled the most for would be Mila Jovovich from the Resident Evil movies.
Don't blame you.
my fangirl, you know, meter was quite exploding that day. No, she was incredible. You know, I'm always just very drawn to people who play strong female characters, and to meet her and find out that she's every bit a strong female, you know, human in real life as well as, you know, in her movies was really cool.
Yeah, she's just so super kick-ass, isn't she?
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah. How about you, Andre?
Yeah, Mila Jovovich was awesome to have on. I think that was a lot of fun. I'm a big Ninja Turtles fan, so I was nice. Happy to have actors from both the Ninja Turtles animated series and Ninja Turtles movies to be on the show. So that was really cool. We've had a couple of different voice actors like Troy Baker and Matthew Mercer on and people like that. So that's always fun. Then we always play a game where we have to make up voices, which is Katie's favorite game.
Oh, no. It's really not. Right. I'm so terrible at it.
Oh, dear.
I've just accepted the fact that I will never be good at this game. Andre
yeah,
loves that also, game.
Yeah,
because you hate it, yeah.
It's a running game.
Yeah.
And then we had Marcus Scribner from Blackish was on, and I thought that was a lot of fun because, you know, what's always interesting about bringing a lot of the actors on is that you kind of see that even some of them that play these geek characters on television, like in his case, you talk to them and it's like, no, a lot of that is actually them. Like they're really geeky as well. We're talking a lot about Overwatch and all of the kind of stuff. And so that's always nice. I mean, that's one of the things I love about the show is that because we have this sort of relaxed environment and we're talking to one guest for the entire show, which is usually about 30 minutes or so, you get to learn these geeky and fun and different sides from them that sometimes they don't get to express when they're doing, say, a 5-minute interview on like a talk show or something. So I think that's what
absolutely
makes the show fun.
Yeah. And plus you get to eat donuts with them and do donut wraps and stuff, right?
Yes, we got to eat donuts with Violet Bean from Splash. Right. She returns in a future episode, and we put the spread out for her. We put the donut spread out. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. She's great.
Yeah, Violet's such a fun guest to have. We were lucky to get her back for a second episode, which will be coming out soon. But she's great.
Yeah, sounds pretty exciting. So, who would your dream guest be for the show?
Lucy Lawless for me. I would love to have her on, or maybe like Lena Headey, or Emilia Clarke.
Oh, from Game of Thrones.
Anyone from Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be scared to like talk to Lena Headey though. I think
she would be so intimidating, but I would just sit there and stare at her. Like Andre would have to ask her questions because I'd just be in awe to be around her.
I don't know. I'd be kind of intimidated too, actually. It'd be our first silent episode.
Oh my gosh. I completely forgot. I didn't say Jason Momoa.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Of course.
We have to add in Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Well, with Aquaman coming up, I'm sure he might pop on at some point, right?
I would probably die.
Yeah. He does have to promote that movie. That is true. So, and Justice League
oh,
before
man.
That. So. Anything possible.
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing.
Andre would like have to fan you.
Yeah.
We have a running gag on the show where Katie doesn't even refer to him as Aquaman. It's just, he's just Jason Momoa. Like, it's
like, just Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
What about you, Andre?
For me, I don't know. This is all the people always ask me this, and I never know how to answer it because mine are a little bit different. I guess I'd be like, I like the ladies from Fuller House to be on the show.
That would be so fun.
I think that actually would be really awesome. That would be fun. But yeah, I'm a big fan of nostalgia stuff. So I grew up on like the 80s and 90s cartoons and TV shows and stuff like that. So any voice actors from any of those shows or any reunions that could happen on the show of like older shows, I'd be totally down for that. Like we had like, you know, a bunch of like all that cast members or or anything like that, I'd love that. I would go crazy. So, but yeah. But I'm just really happy with a lot of the guests that we've been getting on the show, because like I said, it's been really cool, because we didn't know starting the show out like who we'd get and how it'd go down, and what we love every single time is when we do an episode with a guest, they're kind of have that vibe of like, I don't know what this show is, what's going to happen, and then by the end of it, don't even want to leave. It's just like they like had so much fun, and that just makes us very happy. It's like we feel like we've created this cool environment for them to express themselves to the point where they want to like they take selfies with us and talk to us some more post show and everything like that. Like it almost becomes an experience in itself.
Wow, sounds great. So can you tell us a little bit, you know, what's coming up in series two of Kingdom Geek?
Yeah, well, this week we have Craig Parker from Rain, but he's also from some of my favorites, like Xena, Spartacus, Legend of the Seeker. Yeah. So I very much was geeking out for him. We have, you know, Violet Beans coming back. We just shot with Sarah Wayne Callies yesterday. She played Lori on The Walking Dead, and now she's on Colony.
Okay.
So, yeah. And we've got some really great people. We just had Stella Maeve from The Magicians.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Great. So, random question. Who would you recast as Wolverine in the X-Men films following Logan?
Can I choose Jason Momoa?
I feel like that's cheating a bit, right?
Never.
I feel like I should give a different answer, but I can almost feel Katie staring at me to say Jason Momoa as well.
Nice. So any advice for our listeners looking to get into a YouTube channel or podcasts at all?
Absolutely. I mean, I would... Sorry.
No, go for it.
I would just say, you know, if you're going to start up a YouTube channel or a podcast, just stay true to the things that you love to talk about, because I feel like your love of those things can... an audience can really see those, and then you end up finding your audience that also loves those same things. A lot of times people think they need to talk about what everyone else is talking about because other people are being successful at doing it. But what I've found is just really just talk about the things that you personally love and your audience will find you.
Nice.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. I mean, personality, I think first and foremost is a major part of it. Obviously, there's going to be certain things that are trending or certain things that are popular to talk about. But at the end of the day, someone has to be connected to you as a person to want to keep coming back. And I think that's a very key thing, especially nowadays, because, you know, back when Katie started, even when I started, you know, it was just a different arena. And now you have so many people who are aware of YouTube and aware of podcasts, and their new channels and new videos are popping up at a rapid rate. So I won't say it's oversaturation, but it is a lot. I think being something unique about yourself, which you know, there's nothing more unique than your personality, is a way to make you stand out for people. And so I think that's very important. And then also just patience. You just have to understand it's not an overnight success. I'm going on like 10 years of just internet stuff alone, not to mention all the stuff I did before that. So it takes time, you know, to really build and grow and gain that audience. So that's important. And when you gain the audience, you know, be loyal to them, because sometimes I've seen cases where a smaller audience is very loyal and very dedicated and there for you every step of the way. It can sometimes be more beneficial than a large audience that's not really that interactive, that just kind of watches you and leaves. So, you know, don't get too hung up on that and just be hung up and be more into just like, why is my audience here? And why do they keep coming back for it? How can we forge a legitimate relationship with them? So,
and also have a thick skin.
Right. Okay.
Very important to have a thick skin.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You get lots of trolls, don't you? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Internet's a fun place to hang out sometimes.
Yeah. Nice. So are you guys working on anything else at the moment? Have you got any more Comic-Cons coming up or anything?
Well, for me, in addition to co-hosting King Geek with Katie, I host a show for Regal Cinemas called Catching Up with Andre. And what it is a usually weekly or rather weekly show where we take a movie that's coming out and I kind of give sort of the backstory leading up to that movie. So if it's a sequel, what it's based on, if it's a reboot, if it's based on like a book or a TV show, or even just some facts you need to know about that movie before going in. And that goes up on Regal Cinema's YouTube channel. That goes in their newsletters. Sometimes I'll even show them in the theaters before the movie starts. And so that's been something I've been doing for the last couple years, and I'm doing more of that this year. So you can definitely check that out if you follow Regal Cinemas. And then I just wrapped a show called Crash Course Games that's on the Crash Course channel from John and Hank Green, their educational series. I usually have done series on history and geography and philosophy and stuff like that, but this is history about gaming in general. So video games, board games, tabletop games, ancient games. It's really nice. I'm going to... Yeah, it's a really cool series, about 30 episodes, and it just kind of covers everything you need to know about gaming and kind of more of not only just the mechanics of it, but also like psychologically why we play games the way we do or get invested in the way we do. So that was a lot of fun. And then I'm going up to a convention up in Boston, NerdCon, with all the various Crash Course hosts, and we're just going to have like a big meet and greet and talk about working on the show and stuff up there.
Great.
And I don't mean to sound secretive, but there's a lot of stuff I'm working on that I can't exactly talk about just yet. But I will say that I'm currently in the works producing and creating things. I'm like, how can I say this? More information about that will be coming out very soon. I host regularly for Walmart Game Center, where we basically take like new video games coming out and we either do, you know, fun activities involving the games or we play the games. So that's something I've been doing regularly. And this summer, I'm not even sure when it's going to come out. I think it's summer. But I did a guest star spot on a scripted Lifetime series. So that will be coming out a little bit later. And more details about that will be coming out later.
Oh, gosh, you guys are so busy. Sounds really fun, though.
We do. We try to dip our hands in the different things. I mean, that's kind of what's fun about you know, this, I guess, lifestyle or the way that we've been doing things, is that you have the YouTube channel and you have the shows like Kingdom Geek, and then you're just able to dabble in all these different opportunities, which is great.
Yeah, there's a lot of creative freedom with what we do.
Yeah, well, eating donuts for people, that's just amazing for a day job.
Yeah. But trust me, we'd be eating donuts regardless.
True.
Fair enough.
Every time we're in like the Burbank area, we look at each other and go, should we go to Krispy Kreme?
Those are the best.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you
so much for having us.
That's all right. And how can we watch Kingdom Geek then?
You can watch Kingdom Geek at fullscreen.com.
Yeah.
And if you're an eligible AT&T wireless customer, you can actually get a free year of Fullscreen on your phone, your tablet, your Apple TV. We're every Thursday on the Fullscreen app.
Correct? Yeah, the Fullscreen app. Pretty much played on almost every kind of device, so you have it there, and it comes out every Thursday. And then the following week, we will do an audio portion, and that goes up on like iTunes and SoundCloud. And so that way, if you want to listen to it while you're driving or whatever, you have that option as well. But a lot of times, it's good to watch it visually because we do a lot of fun visual gags and things on the show that definitely is worth the video portion.
You can't appreciate listening to it, yeah.
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 It's a full experience, you know.
Yeah, immerse yourself. That's great. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much, you as well.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've run out of patience. On to Ruse!
Hey, everyone.
So yes, you guys on Twitter who your favourite Spider-Man was. Never mind what our favourite, who our favourite Spider-Man
Nobody
was.
Cares about our favourite <No. anymore. laughs>
And I was blown away by how much love Spider-Man has. I think this is the most amount of votes we've ever had in a poll. Okay. 607 votes.
Okay.
That is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You guys love Spider-Man. So, drum roll please. No, I'm actually surprised about this because it's been like bouncing around every so often, like who's leading. But in first place, we have, shocker, Tom Holland.
Interesting.
44%.
So that many people have already seen it then?
I'm not sure, but I guess he was in Civil War, wasn't he? But that was only for like 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I am pretty shocked. But it came out yesterday. Today is Thursday. It came out on Wednesday in the UK.
It came out a while ago in the US.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think so. No? But obviously they've had previews. So maybe. In second place with 28% of the vote is Tobey Maguire.
No.
Okay. We'll get onto this later. In third place, 23% of the vote is Andrew Garfield.
Okay.
And with 5%, oh, this makes me sad, is Christopher Daniel Barnes.
Yeah,
he actually had 6% earlier, so that's quite sad. He voiced the 90s animated series, which I grew up with, and I knew you didn't like, but I was a massive fan.
Yeah, I didn't
Loved
not
it
like
so much.
It, I just didn't watch it.
There's a slight difference there. But yeah, we asked you for your feedback, and Marcus at The Market Guy, hi Marcus, said, I'm voting for my man, Eric Spider Brady, at Eric Spider Brady. So obviously that's Christopher Daniel Barnes. No one does it better. Interesting. And apparently he was the intro to Stan the Man, because there was a really funny, like, silly cameo right at the end of Spider-Man. I don't know if Tom's told you about this. Stan Lee met Spider-Man, and he was like, I'm your creator. It's really weird. Okay, very, very odd.
Sure.
Tubasher at Bash2110. Hi, Tubasher. Said, it has to be Eric Spider-Brady. I grew up watching his Spider-Man every day. Okay. So did I. I'm not sure every day, but I did grow up watching him. Simon Barry Brisboy. Yeah.
Okay.
At S-Bar Brisboy said, Ori's Eric Spider-Brady. His Spider-Man was young, strong, expressive, and very well acted. And Jahal Tweets, at Jahal Tweets, was a great Felicia Hardy / Black Cat.
Interestingly, lots of love for this guy.
Yeah, definitely.
Considering the results.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised. Yeah. Stacey's Parlour at Stacey's Parlour said, I just rewatched some 90s Spider for Stace and Barry in the morning, and I've sort of forgotten how great Eric Spider Brady is. So good. Another one. AA at Senna underscore 316 underscore AA said, I can't choose between Tom and Chris. I grew up with Chris's Spidey, but Tom is such a great film Spidey, so I just can't choose.
Okay.
Interesting. Polypod, Comics Talk at Polypod said, when I was a kid, CGI superhero flicks didn't exist, so I always have a soft spot for Toby Spidey. That movie blew my mind.
Okay.
X-Geeks at X-Geeks said, Andrew Garfield until Tom Holland replaces him after Spider-Man Homecoming. Civil War's the taster. Fully expect him to be the best yet.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most in line with why kind of thing.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Chris at The Talking Chris said, have gone for Garfield because I'm not seeing Spider-Man Homecoming until Friday. Not enough in Civil War to tell. I think that's completely fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ian Ware at Ian C. Dub said, it's way too early to tell on Tom Holland.
Okay, yeah.
Kalo Ren at BK underscore CFC said, haven't seen enough of Holland yet. Really enjoy Garfield's less serious take on Spidey, but Maguire will always be my Spider-Man.
Mm.
That's fair enough, I think. Dylan Miles at King of Bob said, Toby was my least favourite. Nice. He always looks like he's on the verge of tears, and he didn't seem to have much of the classy Spider-Man wit. Okay,
yes.
Fair play. You would have heard in my review of the film that I called him a bit of a wet lettuce. The Countdown Pod at The Countdown PC said, I went Toby, but I'm open to being swayed when Spider-Man Homecoming opens here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Twin at Dan Burden 1138 said, Garfield. Maguire was dreadful. Ooh, interesting. Jory is out in Holland, but I didn't really love him in Civil War. Ooh. Intriguing. Stack at Stack Park said, I feel like we can't really vote Tom Holland just yet, so Andrew Garfield. And last one, Dead Poets Society at Dead Poets Sock Just Back, Holland nailed it, in my opinion, whole film superb.
Okay.
Interesting. So, after all that, what are your views then?
I haven't really loved many of the Spider-Man films, to be honest.
What?
I thought Toby was meh. I just think that whole series of films was ill-cast.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, they were all way older than they were supposed to be, right?
Yeah. They just didn't really work for my
Okay. Even William Dafoe. I thought he was amazing as Green Goblin. It was a bit campy and a bit scary, but I quite liked him.
I don't know.
Okay. Andrew Garfield?
Love Andrew Garfield. Yeah. Like, I agree with some of the people on there. Like, he brought a more, kind of less serious, but
yeah,
more funny.
Yep.
Which... Yeah, I like that.
It's what you need. And that's what Spider-Man is in the comics. He's just a bit of a goofy, you know, geeky, funny
teenager, right?
Yeah.
Cool. And then Tom Holland, yeah, I think he looks good for it. But obviously I haven't seen it yet, so can't really. But I really liked Andrew Garfield. But then again, I don't know if I really love the films again. You know?
I think the thing was, probably getting into rant mode here, but they kept doing the same stories. I mean, they kept doing the origins over and over again. And it's like, we know.
Superheroes, don't they? It's like, do something else.
Yeah.
Do a different story.
Thankfully, you don't get that in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay, but we already know the whole story from the trailer, right?
Right.
So it's kind of like irrelevant.
For me, I find this really difficult because I like them all for different reasons. So Christopher Daniel Barnes was my first like introduction to Spider-Man.
Introduction.
I always have brain farts when doing the podcast. Absolutely fine when I'm not doing it.
And then, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you. He was my introduction to Spider-Man. And I used to read like the comics from W. H. Smith.
Okay.
They were pretty cool as well. So, yeah.
You get comics in W. H. Smith's?
You could, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Pretty cool. He will always be like my first Spider-Man.
Yeah, fair play.
Tobey Maguire was the first film Spider-Man. And I think the first and second were so good. But I do kind of agree that as I said earlier, a bit of a wet lettuce. He's a bit older than he was meant to be. He was meant to be a school kid, right?
Yeah.
He just didn't really. No. And he was a bit serious. He did look like he was going to cry. But I really love those films. I'm very conflicted.
Okay, fair enough.
Andrew Garfield, as you said, he brought a lot more like charisma to it. He was funny.
Yeah.
He was actually quite a good looking Spider-Man as well.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah, I really liked him for that. I was actually quite sad when they didn't do more with him, actually.
Why didn't they do more with him?
I don't know. I mean, I think the second one bombed a little bit.
Maybe he just didn't want to do any more.
Maybe. But I thought he was a really, really good Spider-Man.
I liked him.
But Tom Holland is Spider-Man.
Okay.
I'm going to say it now. He is Spider-Man. Oh. He's like the right age. If you listen to the review, Chelsea explained he actually played Billy Elliot in the stage production. So he can dance, he can sing, he can do gymnastics. He fits him perfectly.
Nice, yeah.
And he's funny. And he's got all those like quick quips. Yeah. Sure. So I think for me, Tom Holland wins.
Okay.
Slightly pip Christopher Daniel Barnes is slightly under Tom Holland. But yeah.
So, but I mean, he won 44% of the popular vote.
He did,
and
so.
And that's from a sample size of 600 votes.
Yes. So I think that's fair enough.
That's probably fairly,
So, who's your favourite Spider-Man? It is Tom Holland.
It is.
It is.
Your favourite Spider-Man is Tom Holland, guys.
Wow, by the general consensus.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us if we're wrong.
The rich and the powerful, like Stark, they don't care about us.
The world's changing, boys.
Time we change, too.
These weapons are crazy dangerous.
Listen, Peter, forget the flying monster guy. There are people who handle this sort of thing.
So to carry on with our quiz theme. We're going to do a BuzzFeed, which Spider-Man villain are you? And Chris, it is your time. Your time to shine.
It is my time to shine.
I said that completely wrong. I meant to say it is your turn, but it came out as time. So
it is my turn.
Who do you want to be before you...
I'll probably be Venom.
Yeah, that's cool. Want to be Venom.
Sorry.
Okay, it's you. Or the Jackal. He's pretty cool. He does all the cloning stuff.
So. I don't know who that is.
Okay, go for it.
What do you need? In capital letters. To vent my range. I am an actor. To vent my rage. To be feared. Knowledge. Money. Whatever I want. Privacy. Respect. Thrills. Revenge. Bloody hell.
We go for money, right? Dollar money. Bills, yeah.
Well, yeah, that always helps things along, you know. Grease of the wheels. Can't decide. You have money. What do you find most annoying about other people? They don't do what I want. They act all snobby. They break their promises. They're always in my way. They're too lazy, too boring. They got dumb, ugly faces. They're always asking stupid questions. They're not as smart as I am.
Interesting.
You said they're too boring. Is that weird?
Go for it.
They're too boring, but I'm awfully boring. Okay. What would you want to spend
a sunny... How would you want to spend?
How would you want to spend a sunny afternoon? Get some drinks with my pals, go out for a hike, assorted mischief, just chill out with my boo, for a big party, catch up on reading, go see a movie, play some sports. I am not going to tell you. I'd say probably one of these three. But maybe go, you know, get some drinks, go out for a hike.
A few be drinks, or right?
Chill out with my boo.
Oh. What
do you reckon? I like this one. If you could change something about yourself, which would you choose? I'd lose some weight. I'd have a lot more money. I'd be less jealous. I'd be more cool. I'd just be someone else.
Aww.
I'd be smarter. I wouldn't have a bad temper. I'd be less obsessive. Nothing at all. I'd have a lot more money. Sure. What part of New York City do you wish you could destroy?
Oh, gosh. Hipster
the whole
parts.
Damn thing.
No, the hipster parts of Brooklyn.
No, I love those bits. Okay. The whole damn thing. You should do that. If you had lots and lots of money, where would you want to go? Tokyo, my super nice new workspace, French Riviera, Rio de Janeiro, Ibiza, Hawaii. Are these any of these relevant?
That's what I'm thinking.
It doesn't seem like, I think it's, yeah.
Hawaii?
Hawaii, place where no one would find me. Safari in Africa. I'd rather not travel. Oh, you know, I'd probably go to either Tokyo, Hawaii, or Safari in Africa. Probably Hawaii or Safari in Africa. Probably Hawaii, you know. What do you want people to know about you? I'm in total control of myself. I don't need anyone else. I'm tougher than I look. I'm a really good person.
What?
I have
for
good
a villain?
Days. Yeah, it's strange. I have good days and bad days. I hate everyone. I'm a true genius. I only want to have a good time. Nothing at all. Yeah, I don't feel I need people to know anything about me, really.
Okay.
Nothing at all. Oh!
That was great.
I got Sandman.
Oh, okay.
Is that good?
I don't know.
You're Sandman.
You're hardworking and unpretentious, really? But sometimes make unethical decisions when you feel like you're not getting what you need.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
My go!
Sure.
Do this quickly. I'll pause it and do it quickly. What? I got Sandman too.
What?
Okay, I think this quiz is rigged. Let's
rigged.
Try it again. Okay, maybe it's not. I just got Dr. Octopus. Okay, so we're both Sandman. Interesting.
Okay.
Right. Maybe that quiz wasn't as good as the Rick and Morty one.
Maybe. Or maybe there's some sort of hidden meaning here that we don't understand.
Maybe. So, yeah, if you want to play, it's BuzzFeed, and you just type which Spider-Man villain are you. And
yep.
Yeah, if you want to play along, then let us know what you got.
Yeah, let us know who your Spider-Man villain
yes,
is.
If it's not Sandman.
Yeah.
To celebrate the release of Spider-Man Homecoming, we're giving away a Spider-Man Homecoming Funko Pop.
Funko Pop!
Yay! And it's actually really cute. I really like it.
Yeah.
So all you need to do is, if you click in the link below, we'll probably put a link to Gleam again.
Yeah.
And it'll be just the same thing. So if you already follow us, like if you follow us on Twitter or subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah, that's a free entry.
Yeah, it's a free entry. So yeah, that's all you pretty much need to do. It's really simple and only takes a couple of minutes.
Indeed.
Yes, and we'll probably announce the winner on our next podcast, and that'll probably be in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck. So thanks for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you enjoyed Spider-Man Homecoming. And good luck if you're entering a competition.
Yes.
And if you would like to send us any listener questions or any recommendations or anything, how do they go about doing that?
Or complaints, you can contact us.
Yep.
We have a hulkpod@gmail.com.
Yep.
You can get in touch with us on Twitter, Facebook, the socials, or the social things,
yes.
/ we have a Hulk pod. And then you can see our lovely faces on youtube.com/ we have a Hulk.
Yes, which we're going to be doing more videos on because we've got
maybe.
A box, a massive load,
a pile of boxes. Maybe we should do a live thing and like just get everyone and chat about it while we're doing
well,
it.
Didn't
I mean,
really
last time
out.
It didn't go very well.
No, I mean, the sound was pretty bad.
Was it?
It was a bit laggy and yeah, so I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I had sweaty armpits.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yes, super beautiful. Thank you.
So what are we going to be doing in the next couple of weeks? So one of my best friends is getting married next week. So yes, probably going to take a week off. So probably be in a couple of weeks, we'll release the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I think we're going to see Despicable Me 3.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
this one. Because I'm a sucker for Despicable Me.
I'm a bit worried. Yeah, I like it. I'm a bit worried that, because I really like the trailer for this one. Probably one of my favourite out of all the trailers for the Despicable Me's.
Okay.
Not that I remember the previous ones. Yeah. But yeah, I'm a bit worried that like all the funny bits are just in the trailer. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll
see. Yeah. I'm going to be seeing War for the Planet of the Apes next Wednesday.
Okay.
Which Chris isn't interested in. So I'll take Chelsea
really
like again.
The
so.
Apes, so
yeah, I feel like, I mean,
I like the old ones.
I like them, but I know, you know what's going to happen. So it feels a bit trivial.
That's why it annoys me that the humans are such dickheads.
Oh, well, they are. I mean, yeah.
I mean, come on. Not everyone's like that.
True. But by the time we come back, I think it will probably be the first episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. So Game of Thrones special, maybe?
Probably.
Maybe.
That's a giveaway.
Probably like a, I don't know, like a Funko giveaway?
Perhaps a
maybe?
Funko?
Maybe. Have we given those away before?
Mm, it could be.
So yeah, let us know what you're going to be seeing and what you're going to be doing. Because we do like chatting with you guys on Twitter. Yes.
Nicola is always on the Twitters.
Yes.
So
if you want a conversation.
I sometimes listen to things that she tells me.
Yes.
So that happens.
Yeah, indeed. So once again, thank you very much and hope to see you again soon.
Bye. Bye.
This has been a production of the GWW Radio Network. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Also, check out Geeks Worldwide at thegww.com for all the latest news, reviews, and opinions on video games, comics, movies, TV, cosplay, and more. Geeks, assemble!